Okay, so if you didn't hear about this, this kind of sucks. But I have I've lost my job. I got an email saying that I was terminated. I think this came on Thursday or Friday of last week. And honestly, it was a punch in the gut.
Yeah, we honestly just found out about this. So this is really out of left field.
Yeah, and I emailed back saying there's got to be some confusion here. Like, what's going on? I've been doing everything by the rules. I've been following everything with the contract that I agreed to. And I've heard no response, actually, which is pretty bothersome. And I've tried reaching out several ways.
I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lot of people reaching out on Instagram saying, like, oh my gosh, Joe, what happened? Like, why are you fired? What's going on here? Is this true?
And I really appreciate that, Pork Chop. I mean, we all do. I mean, we get beat up sometimes on social media, but I gotta say, we do have a pretty strong defense here with people that care about the show and listen, support us.
So you know what I'm curious? Like, if you're fired, like, are you fired right away, or when's your last day?
Oh, I was fired immediately. I couldn't get into my account. I couldn't really do anything.
If you're fired, though, I don't get it. Because, like, you're here.
Oh, this job? No, I still have this job.
What job do you not have?
I got fired from Bird, like, where I was, like, charging the scooters.
Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you're laughing at my financial ruin, Alex.
Why
Thanks.
Would they fire you? What did you do?
They said that I don't know. It's a generic email. It's just like, hey, account terminated. And they said I did one of four things, which is, like, one's, like, illegally holding birds, so they charge up and they're worth more money. One was...
Did you do that?
No, Alex, I swear to God, I'm anybody that I love, I followed all the guidelines to the best of my knowledge.
Clearly you didn't.
No, maybe, that's not true, because people can report you for something. They can hit, like, I can. For example, if I think a bird, like, it's held illegally, I hit report on it, and it goes against your account. And I've been reading a lot of things online, too, on Reddit and different boards from people like, yeah, I recently, this past month, they upgraded their system or something, and I just got it out of nowhere termination, because I never even had a warning before.
So, but you can't get a hold of them to ask
them? I have reached out on social media. I thought maybe because I'm verified on Twitter, which is not hard to do, but I thought, oh, maybe that would at least get a response. Nothing. Polite, too. Like,
what?
Really nice and kind. I also reached out via email. I've done four emails in 4 days.
You should
no
call
response.
Their customer service line.
I don't think they really care about me, but it just, I wanted to let you guys know that it's rough, because I was making the dough. I don't know what I'm going to do now to make side money.
I can't believe you got fired.
Well, I honestly can't either.
There's two different companies that do scooters. There's Bird and Lime. Why don't you just do Lime?
I reached out to Lime to be a, whatever you call them, like a juicer, like, oh God, like 5 months ago, and I've never heard anything back.
Dang.
And honestly, I was making such good money. I only needed to do one. It was perfect. I'd go out and do it at night before, I go to bed for the night for the show, and then I'd get up a little early, like 30 minutes earlier than I normally would, and drop them off right downtown before I go into the station.
The scooter industry is harder to get in than radio.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot harder. Well, you know what? It's also about the same when it comes to keeping your job.